Yeah, definitely not the outcome we wanted, and wish we had a few more points to our name coming out of this game. But I think the promising thing is there's no doubt in my mind we can beat that team. We just have to. This is a great way to practice how to reset and see if we can get some points tomorrow.
What do you think of the start that you guys got off to today?
Yeah, I think we got hemmed in there for that one shift, but other than that, like, we started to take it to them midway through the first and felt really good about how we finished that period. And, you know, even that shift that we did get hemmed in, I think they got one shot on net, so pretty strong defensively with our D-zone structure. And I felt really good about how we played. We had a lot of good shots on net, a lot of good opportunities, and they're a good team.
How big was Kelly Shanahan's play today?
Yeah, I mean, she keeps playing great for us, and she keeps us in games, and another good game for her.
That goal at the end of the first period, final seconds after a good period of play, you know, what's the message to get the team to refocus?
Yeah, that's definitely a tough one. Anytime you give one up that close to the end of the period, UConn changes really well, and we kind of got caught on one of their change plays that they use really effectively, and it hurt us. But I thought, with that being said, I thought we came out strong in the second and started to take it to them.
And that fourth goal there, Shanahan was already out of net. She kind of saw what was going on, but the sixth attacker was already out. But what was that communication like with that one?
Yeah, the biggest thing we were waiting for was the line that was on the ice to change so we could get fresh legs so then we could pull the goalie. And we had two players change with fresh legs, but unfortunately, as that last one was finishing up, we pretty breached turnover that didn't go our way.
How'd you about your special teams today?
Good. Wish we would have got that shorty. Nice chance for Fu there. No, the PK looked well. I think, and the first power play we had out there, the Welkies took some grade A opportunities. And an unfortunate bounce there off the faceoff for our second unit. I think that could have led to maybe a little bit more possession, but unfortunate bounce.
And then how much has this senior class meant to you? Obviously coming in this year with the leadership group that was already here, but then, you know, you were already on. Some of them were already in the team when you were first here, so just talk a little bit about what they meant to you.
Yeah, they're a special group, and it's I feel so fortunate that I've got to come full circle and be a small part of their journey, not just as their freshmen, but as seniors. So it's really special, and I love their dynamic. They've been through a lot over their 4 years when you think about that freshman COVID year, but they're so resilient. They're close as a class. They all have such strong personalities and a lot of confidence and character, so definitely fun to celebrate them today.
You guys, you said in your opening statement you think this is a team you could beat. What's the message going into tomorrow's game, and kind of is there anything you'd change or keep it the same?
Yeah, I mean, that was the message. It's we got to get some sleep and try to turn it around tomorrow, but it's a team that we can beat, no doubt. And but they're still a really good hockey team, so we have to just make sure that we dial in on our details, do what we did well today again tomorrow, but make sure that we clean up a little bit of our changes and look to get more quality scoring chances. They obviously have great goaltending, and we had a lot of shots tonight, but not a lot of quality looks, so we got to find ways to earn that tomorrow.
Just what's going to be the key resetting tonight, treating tomorrow like a new day, clean slate? How do you get the team in that mindset, or how do you get yourself in that mindset?
Yeah, I think just have a game plan. You know, we'll reset, we'll do a little team meeting in the morning, and kind of debrief everything we just talked about, the things that we did well and some things we can fine-tune for the next day.
I mean, obviously not the result you guys wanted, but can you talk a little about, you know, senior night tonight and just what has it been like to be, you know, the Terrier for these 4 years?
Yeah, I mean, it's so special playing at Walter Brown, playing with these people, playing under Brian DeRocher, Tara Watchhorn, all the coaches that we've had. It's just so special, and stepping on that ice, stepping off that ice, you're always grateful for everything that you've been given here and everything that we've gotten to do. And I think it was just a really special night, and we enjoyed it even though we took the loss, but yeah, we helped each other out.
When you look back at the 4 years, is there stuff, Watchhorn was talking about the resilience of the group with COVID in the beginning, but what's like some big memories that are gonna stick out? Looking back on this,
I mean, our class is so special, and we have big personalities, everyone's different, and I think it's just so incredibly awesome to get to spend every single day with them for the past 4 years. And I think the little moments just in the apartment or around the rink at practice every day, those are the biggest moments that we're going to take for our lifetime. We'll always be friends, we'll always be maybe coworkers, teammates in the future, so yeah, it's good.
For you personally as a player, how do you think you've grown and changed during your time here, and like what's just been the biggest lesson you've learned during that time?
I've grown tremendously. I think I listened to my seniors and the upperclassmen a lot when I was an underclassman, and I think I just came into a role that I wanted to be a leader. I knew I was going to be a leader on this team at some point, and I think it made me become a better hockey player. And just the motto I go by every day is put your head down and work, and you'll make someone else better as you go. So, yeah.
What's the key to the rest of the season, and as postseason starts, what's the messaging from the leadership down to the rest of the team about what it takes to make a run here?
Yeah, I mean, we have confidence that game shouldn't take our confidence away. We're a good team. They're a good team. The race is close in hockey, so anything can happen. I think the big motto is reset and respond. Going into tomorrow, it's a new game, new day, and that's every day in the next few weeks. So.